Grandpa Ron, tell us a story.
Oh, jeez, I don't know.
Do you have another story for us, Grandpa Ron?
Yeah. Settled.
I miss you, little Casey.
Oh, I changed my mind, Grandpa.
It's nasty. We didn't tell you we were going to have nasty on the line.
Oh,
all right. Well, let's go ahead and roll.
Little Casey, why did you start closing your drapes?
Grandpa!
Okay. Hey, settle down. All right. Once upon a time, Grandpa Ron and Casey Caldwell, no relation, had retired for the evening.
What?
And Casey Caldwell.
End the story. Grandpa.
This is getting pretty strange, Grandpa Ron.
Close the blinds.
Anyway.
Open the blinds.
Casey Caldwell, no relation, became aware that Grandpa Ron was touching her in a most unusual manner.
Oh, my God. I can't do this story.
He gently caressed her, and pretty soon Casey realized it'd been a long time since she'd been touched that way. So after a few minutes,
I'm feeling woozy.
After a few minutes, Grandpa Ron stops suddenly, and rolls over back on. He drops
the phone.
Sorry,
I dropped the phone.
Okay. Anyway, Grandpa Ron stops suddenly and rolls over back on his side of the bed, and Casey called him.
I need to change hands.
Anyway.
She checked you for an AARP card.
Casey Caldwell goes, "Why did you stop, darling?"
I'm very uncomfortable. This is not working for me. It's not funny.
Anyway, he whispers back, "I found the remote."
Oh, thank God. I'm starting to sweat.
Dear hell. I never thought anything like this would ever happen to me.